children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C. and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God. God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
This is The Stateless Man for the pursuit of individual liberty beyond arbitrary borders, oppressive governments, and myths of national obligations. If you value liberty and are willing to migrate and vote with your feet, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to The Stateless Man. This is your host, Fergus Hodgson, broadcasting live on January 26th in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And a lot to get to today. We have three very impressive guests, and I'm sure they'll be extremely insightful. A little bit of, you could say, homework or administrative details. I'm still weaving or fixing our podcast feed. The current provider, we went over the bandwidth limit, and we've actually not been able to get in contact with them. They're a very poor provider, which I guess we added because they were free a couple of years ago, and I'm looking to line up a new provider. That'll be sorted, I think, within a week or so, so we'll have everything running smoothly at that point. I'm really sorry that the site is not streaming the podcast at the moment. I'm as frustrated about that as anybody else, but I will say that Maria, my assistant, is working on that, and she's been a great help over the last month or so. If you want to email me questions or get in touch with my assistant, I get a lot of email, and sometimes I have a hard time giving up. My email is ferg@thestatelessman, and hers is maria@thestatelessman. She handles most of my correspondence now and is based in Argentina. I'm going to get her on the show in the next few weeks to give her a bit of her story, and she's going to be writing on man.com. If you're not already, please do follow the Facebook page. It's just facebook.com/thestatelessman, where I have all the updates and engagement. And in the next month or so, I probably will get the e-newsletter back rolling again. It just became quite laborious, but I've had a lot going on. But it does have a few hundred, I'm thinking about 300 now, actually, 300 subscribers. So I want to interact with people who aren't necessarily on Twitter or Facebook, and I'll be getting that rolling again. My plan had just been to get the full archive taken care of first, but before that happened, we had this breakdown with Jellycast, so we've got to get a new provider. And I think today I'll just say that it's a meaningful time. There's just so much going on in terms of, you could say, revolutionary change. Right here in the Miami area, we have a Bitcoin conference, which is extremely popular, and I've had so much work I've not been able to get into it, but I've seen photos, and I may stop in today. And that just signals, you could say, a changing of the currency monopoly. And at the end of the show, we're going to have Larry White or Lawrence White to discuss why we want to do that and what the current situation is. Before that, we're going to have Ben Swan of benswan.com. He is an extremely successful and admirable journalist, and I'm very grateful that he would share his time with us. But first up, we're going to have, and I don't claim to be able to pronounce her name correctly, but Yulia Koshahan, and she is a liberty-conscious advocate, explorer, and I met her in New York recently. She is in Kiev, Ukraine. If people don't know what is going on in Ukraine right now, it is a very severe and serious situation. I don't claim to be an expert on Ukraine or its history. I've read about the latest events and seen video, but I wanted to get someone who could really give the context, who could explain the meaning of what is going on. And she is an ideal person. Now, Yulia, I hope you can hear me fine. Thank you for taking your precious time. And I know it's actually a dangerous situation to speak your mind at this time in the Ukraine, but I really appreciate it. Yulia, I'm gonna get the program manager to reconnect or get the connection going. But basically, let me just give a little bit of overview. One of the best articles on the matter is from the Freeman, the Foundation for Economic Education's publication, and they have an anonymous letter or explanation from a journalist there, and I think it just is, well, firstly, there's video you can see of battles between the protesters and the government. But let me just give you a little bit of background from this Fee article, which is excellent, and at least in its explanation, and it's very tight or concise. And so the headline is Dispatch from Ukraine. A journalist describes the unrest from inside. And this is Larry Reed, or Lawrence Reed of Fee, gives this comment. Events in Ukraine in recent days have gripped the hearts of people around the world, and we at Fee are appalled at the repressive measures being taken by the Ukrainian state against protesters, particularly young people who are active there in the movement for peace, liberty, and representative government. We sincerely hope that the brutality of statism on vivid and tragic display at this very moment in Ukraine will be crushed by the forces of freedom, and with a minimum of bloodshed. Don't we all hope that too? We'll share that sentiment. And we could go through a lot. I mean, we do have Yulia on now, so we're good to go. Yulia, I appreciate your time. Thanks for joining the Stateless Man. And you, Yulia? We're not connected just yet. But I'll keep going with the article which explains it. I've just posted her Twitter account through the Stateless Man Twitter feed, which is just at the Stateless Man. If you want to follow her updates, go to the Stateless Man Facebook page, and it's just below the feed, link to her account for more updates as well. So this one from Ukraine says, "Dear friends, especially foreign journalists and editors." You know, this person explains first, I'll just paraphrase here, that he gets a lot of inquiries about what is going on, and so he's prepared this brief statement to explain it. And he says that in 4 years of rule, the Yanukovych regime has brought the country and the society to the utter limit of tensions. And he says that the problem right now is that the people in power know that if they lose power, they will face criminal justice, and they will suffer punishment for what they have done. And he says they should, because the scale of what has been, quote, the scale of what has been stolen and usurped exceeds all imagination of what human avarice is capable. And so, given this fear, there's been, quote, "the only answer this regime has been proposing in the face of peaceful protests now in their third month is violence that escalates and is hybrid in its nature. Special forces attacks at the Maidan, the central square of Kiev, the Ukrainian capital, are combined with individual harassment and persecution of opposition activists and ordinary participants in protest actions. Surveillance, beatings, torching of cars, houses, storming of residences, searches, warrants, rubber stamp court proceedings, and the keyword here is intimidation. People are protesting on an increasingly massive scale, and so as people protest more, the powers that be make these repressive actions even harsher." So we see right here, and this always just intrigues, confuses me, perplexes me. What brings people to engage in this kind of savagery? It really is very sad to me. And that's what I wish I can hear you now. Although we're approaching the first break of the show, so just hold there, Yulia. We'll get you sorted in just a moment. I will say that she is available for questions. You can always call in. The number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443, and I'll have her add some personal insights to this discussion. Don't go anywhere. This is the Stateless Man.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with 2 Black Berkey purification elements, 1 shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and 1 Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, 1 shower filter and 1 sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
This is the Stateless Man. I'm your host, Fergus Hodgson. We're pursuing liberty beyond borders. I've been explaining the situation in the Ukraine. We have Yulia Koshurhan on the line, but basically there are some internet connection problems over there. We're getting the studio to call her on a landline or cell phone to see if we can get a clearer signal with that. I'll continue explaining the situation because it is dramatic and it merits our attention. We have this extreme crackdown. And these are times, like I said, where I don't really understand. I just don't get what makes people go out and be so brutal with each other. It's very confusing to me, but it's going on right now. And the anonymous journalist in the Ukraine who's written this article for the Foundation for Economic Education, their publication, The Freeman, he says there is surveillance, beatings, torching of cars and houses, storming of residences, searches, arrests, rubber stamp court proceedings. The keyword here is intimidation and citizen effective, and people are protesting on an increasingly massive scale. The powers that be make these repressive actions even harsher. And this is where, this is very bizarre, actually. We talk about, I guess you could say, the confused logic behind the authority of government. This is where legality becomes so ridiculous. Quote, the legal base, or basis presumably, for them, for these actions, was created on January 16 when the members of the parliament dependent on the president in a crude violation of all rules of procedure and voting. So apparently they can break the rules, but you can't. Indeed, of the constitution itself. This is just a never ending story, really, about how apparently you're supposed to obey rules from government, but those in government do not have to. And if I get time later, I'm going to speak about the police state in the United States, because it's just, man. Well, there was a Mises Institute event recently about the police state, and Rob Paul spoke and said, basically, we have it, but he says it's going to crumble, which is great. And there was a great clip, too, on John Stossel with an ex-policeman describing how, basically, these police departments lie to us and that they do have quotas and they're seeking to profit from you. And I can just hardly believe it. But let me get back to Ukraine. This legal basis came when there was a show of hands in the parliament voting in a whole series of legal changes which effectively introduced dictatorial rule and a state of emergency in the course of just a couple of minutes. Yeah. And so there was a state of emergency without an actual formal vote, just a hand vote or voice vote, presumably. If it's a hand vote, it's basically the same thing. And he says, by writing and disseminating this, I am subject to several new criminal code articles for defamation, quote, inflaming tensions, etc. I don't even know why they even bother with laws. They just say, just shut up and do what we say. I mean, that's basically what they're saying. And so, but yeah, we do have Julia. This is great to hear. Julia, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you just fine. Now, fine. Julia, I'm not sure whether you heard my commentary and what is going on, but it's very perplexing. And I will say, too, I recognize that even just you speaking out on this occasion is perhaps putting you in danger.
Kind of, you know, but what is like really impressive nowadays in Ukraine that people are no more afraid of what's going on. And
yes,
we have like really optimistic mood even today. Because,
how can that be when there have been people shot in the streets?
You know what? What is impressive, what actually I would like to tell you, first of all, that just in Ukraine, only in Ukraine, when we have information that some military forces coming, people are not going like away. They try to mobilize each other, try to...
So they bring more people out to confront the military
people
forces.
More people are like on the streets. They try to cooperate and to make it this protest really stronger. So that's impressive, and actually that's the thing which like make us stronger. And that's the like when you see this power and this like people who are thinking this like the same direction as you do. You feel more confident and you feel this optimist even when people are like killed and lots of people are just stolen and we don't know what's going on with them.
It's very surreal. It's like some bad work of fiction, but it's going on right now. There's so much I want to ask you about here. And did you see, there was a video on Russia Today that I watched last night, and I assume it was very fresh, are people basically storming the Parliament building and confronting the riot police?
Basically,
people were just going up and physically pulling the riot shields off the riot police and marching to against them. And suddenly the riot police realized they were totally outnumbered and almost fled, if I can put it that way.
The situation is like existing as well, but like main idea is that was like for 2 months that was peaceful, absolutely peaceful protest. Mm. And our government and President Yanukovych was ignoring that. And probably you hear that January 16th, we had this law which like against democracy, and really this is best for the dictatorship, because it's even not allowed you to write, like to express your mind, your opinion, and you can be sent to jail without even knowing that some court was took some decisions, whatever. So that was the last point, and starting from that, and our opposition is really weak. So that's another point, and we should be like conscious about that, that we have weak opposition, which is not very effective in this negotiation with government. So what we have now on the streets, on Maidan Nezalezhnosti, main independent square in Kiev, that people decided to act just as they feel they should. And a lot of people are quite desperate right now, so they're trying to even use some not very peaceful tools to fight.
You mean the protesters are getting desperate?
Yeah, Protestants. They are not radical, actually. We have a few, like a group of radical extremists, but mainly this is just regular people, regular businessmen, students, just middle class entrepreneurs who are fighting for their basic rights, who are like really fed up with this corruption, with the bureaucracy, with regime, when you cannot like really be free. And that's fantastic, because I've been to church today in the morning, because we have 4:30 p.m. right now, and people were discussing, like a few girls were talking that it's dangerous to wear Ukrainian national flag symbolic in your dress.
Why is that?
Why is that? Because we have a lot of cases currently when just policemen stop the car because they had like Ukrainian flag, and that's so weird and stupid, because like what like this is really looks like a fight between Ukrainians and government, which should represent Ukraine.
They're obviously provoking this now. Yulia, I'm gonna bring you back on after the break. We're just getting started. Unfortunately, we've got some time to play with. You don't want to go anywhere. This is the Stateless Man.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Welcome back to The Stateless Man. This is Fergus Hodgson broadcasting from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And it's a beautiful day here. We have a special guest from the Ukraine, Kiev, Ukraine, Yulia Kochurahan. And I'll actually ask you, Yulia, do you mind correcting how I pronounce your name?
Kochurahan. Yeah, it's almost right. Doesn't matter.
Very good. Right. And so I'm really just impressed at your willingness to speak. And at the willingness of people in Ukraine just to say, we're not going to be intimidated. It reminds me a little bit of when the Costa Rican president threw a bit of a tiz about people saying things about her on social media and threatened to fine people or whatever for defamation. And then everyone went on Twitter and started mocking her. And so that was, they just said, go on, try and stop us. And I guess that's the reality that, and this is what one of the, did you see that article in the Freeman, the Foundation for Economic Education?
Oh, which one, sir?
There was one in the Freeman magazine from FEE, or the Foundation for Economic Education. Yeah. I posted it on the Stateless Man Facebook page.
I'm not sure.
Right. Well, basically, the people in control have backed themselves into a corner because they know that if they lose, will be subject to prosecution. But as they crack down, there's a snowballing effect that the more they crack down, the more people protest. The more people protest, the more they crack down, and it's getting out of control, obviously. I think what many of us are missing, though, to this situation, and actually, do you want to just tell me, is there any kind of count, or do people know how many people have actually been killed in the last few weeks?
You know what? Like, officially, 4 people were just killed, killed. But a lot of people were found that.
We found dead.
Yeah, frozen outside the city, and they were just murdered by.
Murdered? Were they just beaten up and left to freeze?
Sorry?
They were just beaten up and left to freeze?
Yeah, they were frozen close to Kiev, to the city. They were found, and nobody
who
knows.
Who are these people that are being killed?
That was just regular activists, and probably you heard that one of them, two of them were even not Ukrainians. That was one guy from Armenia who supported Ukraine. He was born in Ukraine, and one was from Belarus. And another guys are just regular Ukrainians. They are not from any political party. They are not radicals or extremists. They're just conscious people who do care about future of Ukraine. So that's it. And another point, what is really dangerous and scary, that a lot of people are we don't know where they are. So they are missing. Yeah. So, and a lot of all Facebook, Twitter, they're spreading this information about who is missing, and lots of them are the missing. Actually, now I'm working in Kiev School of Economics here in Kiev, and
yes.
One of our alumni was arrested, and I know this guy really, personally, really good. That's absolutely peaceful.
One of your friends is missing, probably dead.
Actually, no, he was arrested.
Yes.
Close to his home, to his flat, he was beaten by our special police, which is named Berkut. He was beaten, then he was arrested,
right?
And now he had 60 days in prison, but it's till the next. Till the next decision, and it's possible that he will be arrested for 6 or 15 years, from 6 to 15 years. And what's the main point here? That he was absolutely not connected even for this fighting in Hrushevsko Street. So he was just peacefully support opposition and this protest, peacefully, but nobody cares about it. That is, he was this random person who was stolen by government, who was murdered, and who is arrested right now. So that's the point. And yes, officially we have a number of people who were killed, it's very hard to tell the number of people who are missing, but lots of guys are arrested right now. And yesterday we received an offer from our Mr. President, who offered to make all these people who were arrested during last current days to make them free. And
yes,
in our side, we should stop protesting and leave all streets in main squares.
That was the bargaining chip. We will let some of our hostages go free if you guys just calm down and shut up, go away.
Yeah, kind of, but it's stupid, because that's not for what we are fighting, and that's very, he's acting as mafia do, you know. He found some Zrušniki. Yes, and now he tried to make some deals in this field.
Right. Well, look, I think the problem that many of us have, and this is the case with me too, is that we don't understand the history, right? So firstly, the Ukraine was part of the former Soviet Union, and so it became an independent republic after that period. What has transpired between then and now, and in particular, what has happened in these last 4 years that have led to this declaration of, you could say, dictatorial powers?
First of all, yes, we were part of Soviet Union, and we are a free, independent country from 1991. We had this Orange Revolution in 2004. You probably hear about it. And that was really big success in that times, because we won, like, and we had this Yushchenko president who was more democratic with thoughts at times. But after all, this Mr. Yushchenko, who was a third president of Ukraine, he failed everything, and people were disappointed because he was really just populist, and he was not...
Slow down. So you had the Orange Revolution... And a new president at that time.
We won that revolution. People, like Ukrainians, won the revolution. And Mr. Yushchenko became a president that time.
Right. Okay.
And during 4 years, he was like pro-Ukrainian one, a pro-Western one. But he was really just populist. So nothing, no reforms, like true reforms, were made.
So it was just empty promises to some degree?
Sorry?
It was mainly rhetoric. It was just empty promises, unfortunately.
Empty promises, yeah, but some progress was made in this freedom of speech and of expression. So that's the only point. And after that, people were really disappointed because economically and in general, like, nothing changed, really changed. And
do you want to give people a sense for how, well, firstly, it's freezing cold in Ukraine right now, as far as I know, but
it's 20 to -20 minus 20 Celsius degrees. I don't know
how. Oh, man, that's Canada. We're talking Canada material there. So, but what is the economic situation for most people? I mean, is it on akin to places like in Central America that we're more familiar with?
Economic situation is really bad because we don't have middle class. We don't have, like, it's really very uncertain conditions to do your business. Because what is, like, the main problem here? That for people, these conditions which we are living right now are normal. They even don't understand what is, like, really freedom to do it, for instance.
Hold that thought, Yuli, because I just want to, well, we're going to the next break, but I want to say that is one of the big problems with this tyranny, that people, it becomes normalized. People become accustomed to it. But so...
Some guys in masks can just go for you and just pull off your...
Yuli, you got to hold that thought. I'm sorry. I have to cut you off there. We need to go to break. Don't go anywhere, folks. This is The Stateless Man.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome back to The Stateless Man. We have very limited time available with Yulia, so I want her to basically give what she thinks are the most important insights for foreigners to know, and whether they, I mean, I was tempted to just get on the plane and fly to Ukraine to try and be part of the action, but give us your most important messages to the outside world, Yulia.
Actually, a friend of mine wrote a really good article about, like, 10 important things that, like, the world should know what's going on in Kiev. And
right.
I want
in
to put it up. Yeah. So, first of all, people here in Ukraine are fighting for their rights, not for EU membership or something else. So, nowadays, that's a fight for rights, human rights.
This article is the one from the Business Insider?
Yeah, that one.
Gotcha.
So another point is that the focus of our protests is President Yanukovych, which was like kind of democratically elected in 2010. About economic situation, most of businesses and economy is occupied by the family of Mr. President. Like people related to president. So
right.
We are upset and we are fighting against that. Another problem, Ukraine nowadays is like transformed from the country, which was parliamentary republic, to a presidential system. Everything, country is absolutely centralized, and that another problem. People here find it hard to uncover the truth. A lot of media are absolutely dependent on this family forces, and like internet, right. Some independent, like just people's initiatives are really free and can be more objective and spread true information.
Are people fleeing the country as refugees?
What do you mean? Sorry.
Are people leaving the country as refugees, seeking asylum?
Not a lot. It's maybe some exceptions.
Sure.
What else? Intimidation has become a part of daily life. That's really true. So we have strong repressive machine now, and you are not able to be safe because the courts and prosecutors are really under control in this like strong presidential like line. So
there's one concern that I have, which I guess challenges democracy and government in general, but there is the claim on this article that the sitting president actually won legitimately his democratic election. Is that correct?
Yanukovych?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Right. So this man won his election.
Sorry?
And he won his election and then managed to basically just rig the game completely in his favor?
Yeah, he just changed the rules of the game and changed, like, make it more centralized, yeah.
I just think that that's one of the reasons why we have to be very fearful of just assuming that democracy, you know, makes everything right, that people who are in power, and this is particularly happening elsewhere, can basically, as you said, rig the rules or change the rules as they go along to entrench their position.
Absolutely. Okay. So another insight from here is, like, that's very important, people to have this mechanism to control politicians, to control government, to make the system interactive. Because, okay, we elected that once for 4 or 5 years, we have these elections, and during in all those 4 or 5 years, we don't have any opportunity to interact with government. So that's very one-side communications. Mr. President make the decisions, he changed the law, he changed the procedures, and people cannot express their opinion, their position.
Right. What are your predictions now? I mean, are you confident that there's going to be a positive revolution for change at this point? Because my concern would be that even people protesting perhaps don't know what a liberal or free society is about, because they've not really known it.
We have the threat that people don't know what to do and what is what. But during this time, we have a lot of good initiatives which were born and which are like living. One of them is like a lot of educational projects. And we, my friends and I, we organized Open University in Maidan. We're just good, like very successful businessmen, different people from universities, lecturers, artists. They were sharing their knowledge, their ideas about the civil society, about the freedom, about personal responsibility, about human rights. So we need to educate people. We need to talk with them. We need to try, like, to create opportunity to go abroad and just to think, to look more, to be more open-minded, you know? So that's really a long process. We cannot change the situation in the country like in a few days. And that's really very important to communicate and to educate and to tell them what is freedom, what is their rights, that they deserve to have absolutely good opportunity and conditions to develop themselves, their families, to start business, to develop their entrepreneur. So, you know, so that's a long process.
Yeah, because my concern is always that revolutions can bring even worse than what preceded them. And so, but do you want to make any, predictions as to whether you think this protest is going to prevail and what the likely outcome will be? I know you're very short on time, but maybe we can wrap it up with that question about the future.
Yeah, I have another. I need to go to Maidan right now. Sorry, so I don't.
You have to go right now. Okay. Well, Yulia, thank you so much for your time. People will. I've shared your Twitter account, and we'll be in touch. Okay.
Thank you for your support, and it's really important for us, like, to let people know what's going on, because a lot of Russian media are manipulated that we are like. We are fighting, we are killing police, and we are just, I don't know, terrorists. We are not. We are peaceful, just regular people who are conscious, who care, who are working hard, like, in their daily life, but who want to change and who do care about freedom. So that's it. Thank you very much, and hope to be connected, to be in touch.
All the best, Yulia.
Thank you. Right. Bye.
So, folks, next up we're going to be having Ben Swan. And if you know anything about Ben Swan, he is an admirable journalist, and we have him for about 20 minutes. That time always goes really quickly. So if you want to call in to have a question, or you want to email me, you can always email me, Ferg, which is just F-E-R-G, at thestatelessman.com. I will I'll be glad to take your questions. Just a second, I'm getting my email set up here. But basically, Ben Swan is going to be on the line here, and you can call in 1-800-313-9443 is the line, and we'll be discussing the nature of journalism, and our situation is not as dire as in Ukraine, but I just think that new media is a wonderful. I mean, I'm working in it; it's a wonderful field. And it's really revolutionizing or changing the state of humanity. Ben Swan's website is just Ben Swan, Swan with two N's, .com. There's a ton of content on there. I shared an article from that website just this week. But before the break, actually, we've got a caller, so I want to get you in before the break. So, Mike of Maryland, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. It looks more like an uprising than an actual protest, but the violence being perpetrated by this, it looks like a mob for hire by the CIA. This looks like another CIA color revolution in order to get another Eastern European country under the clutches of the European Central Bank. To me, it's just obvious. It's a CIA staged coup attempt.
So you think that people were not responding to dictatorial powers? That was not a legitimate reason to protest?
Well, I don't know how dictatorial the Ukraine is, but apparently the people elected the government.
I mean,
we
just had someone on explaining that even one of her close friends has been taken hostage, that there are multiple people lost, many people being found frozen. Like, I mean, I appreciate your skepticism, and I guess it's healthy. But it seems like at this point that the protests are justified. We do have to go to the break. Mike, I appreciate your call, and I appreciate you listening in. Stay tuned, folks. This is The Stateless Man. With finance.